We have talked extensively about the importance of presenting players with interesting decisions as a fundamental building block of a good game. Let's go into some detail about what exactly we have in view when we speak of an agonizing decision. Recall that we made a distinction early in the book between a decision and a guess. Presenting players with multiple options but no way of knowing which to prefer is not interesting. Neither is a decision whose outcome is arbitrary, such as choosing which color playing piece to use. Thus, we can establish the principle that an interesting decision is one that has some impact on the outcome of the game, and it is at least somewhat knowable what that impact may be. As our axiom says, player decisions should matter. Recall also that we made a distinction between a decision that is hard and a decision that is agonizing. Hard decisions are closely associated with puzzle-like gameplay, in which there may be many options or many permutations among the available options, and it may be difficult to identify exactly which one is optimal. In an agonizing decision, you have several things that you want to do, but are not able to do them all. Crucially, you know that you want to do these things, because you can see that each would be beneficial, but the game doesn't let you do them all. You have to choose. It's important that these options are not interchangeable. Choosing option A doesn't just mean I'm not choosing option B. It means that I don't also get the benefits that B conferred. By choosing A, I'm giving up something about B that I'd very much like to have, and vice versa. We can introduce a third consideration. In dining at an expensive restaurant, choosing between the lobster and the steak isn't really agonizing, because almost certainly both will be enjoyable, and the deprivation associated with not choosing one is likely to be easily forgotten by the enjoyment that the other brings. The same principle applies to games. Choosing between the bazooka that deals 10 damage or the magic wet willy that deals 10 shame may also not be agonizing, since both harm my opponent, albeit in different ways. If all the options are good options, this decision is just picking which one seems best or which I like the most. In an agonizing decision, for each available option there are both upsides and downsides, considerations and counter-considerations. The magnitude of these pros and cons, and the timetable over which they may come to pass, may vary from option to option, and thus you are weighing these pros and cons relative to one another. In an agonizing decision, every option has ramifications, and they're different. Thus, not only does option A deprive me of the benefits of option B, it exposes me to consequences that B would not specifically have exposed me to.